A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
In 3, 2, 1...
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okle, and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space, and if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome back to the Sweat 7. So if you've been here a couple of times before and you're thinking you want to step up the challenge a little bit, well, this is an intermediate workout for you today. So really, whatever level you're at, this is either a challenge or it's something a little bit different. But we're going to work full body, 40 seconds on each exercise, 20 seconds off. Your exercises will be your body weight squats to start, and then alternating through your forward lunges before stepping into your curtsy lunges and then taking it onto your back for your glute bridges. So lots of glute challenges at the beginning, and then we flip it over for your ankle taps into your mountain climbers, and we finish with a plank to squat. So really driving the heart rate up for those last couple, and hopefully getting a bit of a workout in for every single part of the body. If any of those moves didn't make sense when I was just talking you through them, check out the animations at the Sweat 7 Pod.
10, 9,
and we are going to kick off with those body weight squats
6,
in 5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. So 40 seconds of squats. Dropping it all the way down, all the way up, just waking up into the legs at this point. And trying to resist the urge to lift the heels off the ground as we come down into that squat. Just see how low you can get without lifting the heels, without folding the chest down into the knees.
Keep on
moving through them for just over 10 seconds. Okay, drop a bit deeper. Good, you've got another 5 seconds here. 3, 2, 1. Great work. We're going to move into your forward lunges now. So from standing, big lunge forward with one leg, back to standing, and then we switch it over to the other leg.
10,
alternating
9,
those forward
8,
lunges, switching
7,
on through the quads,
6,
through the front of
5,
the thighs.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Good, so forward lunges. The challenge with this workout is we're doing double the amount of work in the intervals and then half the amount of rest. So 40 seconds work, 20 seconds rest. Good, keeping the work in the legs for now for these first few exercises. Then we switch up to the upper body. But still alternating through those forward lunges for another 20 seconds. Remembering the back leg is working as well as that front leg, so dropping the back knee down towards the ground before we push up through that front foot. 10 more seconds, keep it going, one side, then the other. You got 5, 3, 2, 1. Great work. Staying on your feet for this next one, we're going to move into your curtsy lunges. So stepping one leg back and across, sinking low into that curtsy lunge, back to the center and then
10,
over to the other
9,
side. So moving
8,
side to side
7,
through your curtsy
6,
lunges, adjust your
5,
position in the room
4,
if you need to.
3, 2, 1.
Go.
So finding as much lateral space as you can through these curtsy lunges so that we can step back, step across and sink down into that curtsy lunge before bringing it up and over to the other side. Really feeling it in your glutes on the way down. And then as you feel those muscles engage, lift up over to the other side. 20 seconds here, so halfway. Good, you have got another 10 seconds on these curtsies. You should feel like those glutes are really starting to fire up at this point. Another 5 seconds, one or two more on each side. 3, 2, 1. Bring it on down to the ground. We're still working that same muscle group. So lying on your back, head and shoulders are on the mat, knees are bent. And we're going to drive up through the glutes, bridging up through the hips, into those glute bridges in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. Good, so driving up with the hips, squeezing the glutes, and then lowering back down. So there's a straight line from your chest all the way up to your hips at the top of that, and then we lower back down all the way to the mat. And make sure it's the back of your legs that are really working, so your hamstrings, your glutes, really switching on, particularly at the top of that movement. Halfway there, maybe holding for a second or so at the top, just so you can really feel it working. You have got 10 more seconds here before we move into the upper body. Last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great work, well done. So we're gonna flip it on over to your high plank position for your ankle tap. So from that high plank, reaching one hand across your body to your opposite ankle, and then same thing on the other side. Aiming for the ankle or for the shin. We are there in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. So into those ankle taps with control, reaching diagonally across the body for your ankle or for the shin, depending on how flexible you are. It's starting to really work into your core now and into the shoulders. Good, you've got another 20 seconds here. So maintaining that form, can we start to push the pace? Knowing we've only got a couple of exercises left, we start to build some heat now. You got 10 seconds, keep it going. Last 5 seconds here. 3, 2, 1. Great work. Shake out those shoulders. This is where the work really starts. 2 exercises to go, both from that high plank position. We're going to come into your mountain climbers next for 40 seconds. And then we're going to finish with your plank to squat. In 5 seconds time, mountain climbers, shoulder stack over your wrists. 2, 1. Go. So it is 40 seconds of mountain climbers. It's your second to last exercise. This is where we really get to drive that heart rate up and get a bit of a sweat on. Make sure you keep breathing through it as you drive one knee in towards the chest, then the other. 1, 2, 1, 2, bam, bam. Good, keep moving. You're already halfway through. You do what you just did again and you are there. Good, just readjust those shoulders so they're still stacked over your wrists. 10 more seconds. Last 5, keep them going. 4, 3, 2, 1. Well done. If you kept those mountain climbers going all the way to the end, I know they're easy to quit on early. Your last exercise is plank to squat. So from your high plank, we jump 10, both feet outside 9, of your hands, 8, and then we shoot 7, them back again. 6, we're going in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. From that high plank, we jump it forward, we land in that low squat position, and hands come back down to the mat. We fire those legs back to your high plank without dropping the hips, and we jump it back forward. Real nice and explosive work for the last 40 seconds of your workout. And guess what? You're already 20 seconds through it. Only 20 seconds to go. team. You have got 15 seconds. Even if it feels like you can't, give me one or two, maybe even three more. Jump it forward, shoot and back. You have got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well done, you legends. I know that it's easy to give up when you know that I can't see you, but know that I do know if you're not doing it all the way to the end. So great work if you did, and I'll see you back here for more Sweat 7. Well done.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by George Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.